Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started.
Well, Debbie, I am so excited to have you on the show today, Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great today.
Oh, good.
It's been a good day.
Well, we like good days. Yeah, those are the ones we want to hold on to. So tell me a little bit about what's been going on in your life. I mean, where you've been and your journey that you've been dealing with.
Well, looking back, I think I probably got Lyme probably somewhere like 1995. I think I see nervous system changes that were uncharacteristic for me. And then around 1999, some life stresses and physical changes kind of started bringing the Lyme symptoms more to light. Everything seemed to really change after I was about 42 and I had my 11th child.
11th child?
11th.
You are a warrior. Well done.
Yeah, so. My husband told me before we got married we'd have 12, and we have two in heaven, so he was right. But they're a blessing. But yeah, after her birth, not long after that, I started into early menopause, and then I had half my thyroid removed, and it was kind of like a perfect storm because a lot of those symptoms also mimic what Lyme symptoms are, the brain fog and the pain. I had, a lot of depression with that too, coming along at the same time, and of course the doctors just want to put you on depression meds, which didn't do anything. Then I started getting like arthritis type symptoms. We live near Loudoun County, Virginia, which is, kind of one of the hot spots for Lyme. But doctors don't typically screen for that. At least they didn't then. But I had been a very active, happy person, very busy. I homeschooled those 11 children, and I just started slowly seeing everything. I used to love to quilt and sew, and all of my abilities were like disappearing, and I just didn't know what was happening to me. And
when you say disappearing, I mean, what was it kind of that dexterity, your ability to physically do it, or was it also the mental cognition aspect part of it?
Both. I just everything took my brain longer to process, and everything was harder, whereas I was a very, I could just jump into something and throw it together and do it. And everything was harder, and I was in pain, and just different symptoms like panic attacks started. And that's a very, I was a very kind of a low-key person, didn't really get anxious, but definitely saw anxiety kicking in and didn't know where that was coming from. I'm not somebody who's very focused on their physical abilities. I don't notice changes. I guess I just kind of throw myself into family life, and if I'm in pain, I just push through it. So I think I probably wasn't paying attention to a lot of it. But I noticed that I could no longer hold normal adult conversations anymore. I very much was afraid that people would ask me questions because the answers couldn't come. I couldn't think for simple things, what's your name kind of thing, it just wouldn't come. So I would start kind of peppering people with questions about their life. So the conversation never turned back toward me. Okay. I remember about 2 years having like plantar fasciitis, and I'm wondering if that was a part of that now, because it was, very painful. 2 years of living with the boot. But again, the things that kind of rose to the surface were the extreme brain fog, the exhausted nervous system, terrible pain, and deep fatigue, you know, just getting more and more tired. And I could relate to, I was listening to Tanya's story about how she would drive somewhere and drive past it and end up somewhere else that she didn't even know where she was. And I remember that happening to me. Probably about 3 or 4 years into having these symptoms, I also was in a head-on collision. Although I didn't have any noticeable injuries, it's been years down the road that I realized that probably me bracing for impact, because I saw them coming, I jarred my neck, and my frontal cortex probably hit my skull. And I really, that was the last time that I really had, you know, abilities to like decorate. I was quite into decorating and quilting, and all of that in executive function was lost. Decision-making was lost. But I still was thinking that was like the Lyme stuff. And it wasn't until years later that I think that it was that, again, perfect storm of all these different symptoms. And that definitely played a part. But
With it, just the thyroid in itself, I mean, can account for a lot of things.
Yes.
And then, yeah, obviously the Lyme, yeah, you never know all the impact that's going to have. And then if you add then a collision like that or any kind of head trauma, I mean, what happens is that you have that inflammation in the area that was impacted, and you may have some neurons or brain cells that die, but also you have certain areas in the brain that will actually be inflamed, and they will be kind of like it's in a neutral gear that they're not functioning. I mean, even
absolutely,
though they're not dead.
Yes.
So
neutral gear was absolutely where my brain was.
Oh, darn it.
I think it was about year 5 or 6 of having these symptoms and going to the doctor and them not having any answers, that I saw a friend in Walmart that I hadn't seen in a while, and she was in a wheelchair. And once I asked her, you know, what's going on? What are you in a wheelchair for? Well, all the symptoms that she mentioned was everything that I was having. And it just, the lights just finally went on. So I did go to my doctor, and they were very cooperative. I did have very cooperative doctors. I didn't know about the more extensive testing. We wouldn't have had the money to do it anyway, but we just did the basic tests that they offered. And I did not test positive for Lyme, but through a clinical diagnosis, the doctor agreed with me that that's probably what we were dealing with. So they started the normal doxy protocol, which just, you know, herxed me, but it didn't give any kind of relief. They did send me to another doctor that was supposedly Lyme literate. I don't really remember what he did, but I don't remember getting any kind of relief. We were further convinced when I got pneumonia, and I was coughing so hard, I was breaking ribs. And so they had put me on like 3 different rounds of more and more powerful antibiotics. And it wasn't necessarily helping the pneumonia, but all of a sudden my Lyme was getting better and my brain was clear. And, you know, I didn't have the pain anymore. And they just felt, because, you know, legally they can't give me those more powerful drugs for a Lyme diagnosis. So they couldn't continue it. And that was pretty discouraging to have to kind of swing back into what it was. But my friend encouraged me to try some alternative therapies. So I do remember trying, I don't know if you've heard of the salt sea therapy, that you take salt and high doses of vitamin C. That was one thing that was back then very popular. Mm-hmm. Cat's claw drops.
Mm-hmm.
I remember doing that. Nothing really that I remember being extremely helpful or even helpful at all.
And this was back in the 90s, all of this was taking place.
That we're probably up to about 2005 at this point.
Okay. So it's been like 13 years and of.
Yeah. And a lot of times I wasn't treating it at all because my herxing was so bad that I couldn't function as a mom. You know, I was supposedly homeschooling 11 kids and I didn't have any brain function. So I would just not treat And so I was just getting sicker and sicker. And then at one point, I found, believe it or not, my in-laws were starving to death. And long story there, but we brought them to our home to live with us. At this time, some of our kids had moved out. So there was like 9 of us and 2 of them in a not very big house. And they're in bad shape. Excuse me, I'm going to take a sip here.
No worries.
And then my Lyme is getting worse. So it's just snowballing at this time. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. And so at about that point, I did put my kids in school. And my father-in-law passed away, and I cared for my mother-in-law the next couple of years. But that basically, I was bedridden. And so I'd get up, make her meal, make me a meal, and go back to bed, you know, pretty much for about 2 years. And it was about that time that my doctor said there was nothing more they had for me. At least they were honest. They were helpful, but they didn't know what else to tell me.
And all they tried were different courses of antibiotics or symptom management. They really didn't have any other tools, it sounds like.
Right. They really didn't. And I just remember those years as being basically a zombie. You know, I was so tired. My brain was like blank. It wasn't even like discouraged or anything. It was just like blank. And of course, some of that could have been from the car accident too. I just didn't feel human anymore. But praise God, about 4 months later, after my doctors had said they couldn't help me, someone gave me an invitation to hear a doctor of natural medicine give a health lecture. And really that was the beginning of the turnaround of my life. She was teaching about basic gut health and how to stay healthy naturally. And I was so impressed with what she was teaching, and she was just vibrant with health, that I set up an appointment with her and, you know, met with her one-on-one. And that was where I learned this protocol that just changed everything. I remember she told me what to do, but I wasn't brave enough to start yet. I wasn't ready to face that Herx. For me, what the Herx at that point would do, it would send me into a very, very dark, dangerous depression. And I'm a quiet person. I don't seek help. I knew how dark that place could be, and I didn't want to go there. And so I was just really, besides the pain of the Herx, I think it was this depression that scared me more than anything, because I had so many people depending on me, you know, and I couldn't let them down, was my feeling.
Yeah.
And, so she did help me.
And then when when you're in that spot, then, I mean, if you are kind of more of an introvert, you know, people on the outside really don't see the difference. They don't realize the agony that you're in, you know, so I can really understand how, you know, with all the people depending on you, to not wanting to go there.
I'm definitely one of those people that will rally and go look like I'm fine when I'm in excruciating pain. And I don't think anybody knew the level of pain that I was dealing with. But even though I wasn't ready to start the protocol she was recommending, she did a lot of building me back up, because my body had, you know, spent 15 years just digressing. So we did a lot of, she teaching me how to eat healthy, how to focus on digestion elimination, how to build up my, excuse me, I had a cold this weekend, so it's messing with my brain.
Oh, no worries.
How to, what's my place?
Okay, so build up your gut, how to
eat. And my nervous system, big time. You know, a lot of vitamin B complex, and just getting my body kind of ready for this battle. And then she just pushed me. She said, look, just do it. And I'm really glad she did. It's crazy to remember the day that I actually did start.
Yeah, that means it was a pretty momentous time in your life. I mean,
It was. And I did go to that black hole that I feared that I would go to. But by the end of the day, it was like the clouds had started parting a little bit. And it was like, this is crazy. That couldn't be working that quickly. And I was skeptical, you know, and so I just kind of watched myself, you know, and, but every day got a little bit better, a little bit better. I didn't have, painful, joint pain, things like that. It was, you know, just a slow, I'd say about two weeks in, I really felt dramatically different. It's a month long protocol. But I thought this must be a fluke, you know, this can't be what it is, but really it just continued from that point to get better. I would say a good 10 years since then, it's been about 10 years since then. And, I've been able to get my life back, have 23 grandkids with three on the way, and, keeping very, very busy.
I can imagine. Know,
enjoying getting all that back. It's amazing, and I'm very, very thankful.
So how many grandchildren do you have again, did you say?
23 with 20. Three more on the way.
Okay. And I'm sure that there's more even so after that, you know, considering.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite a few haven't started having kids yet, so.
I can't even imagine when you have the next level of generation where you have the great grandchildren, you know, when you all get together. Yeah, that's going to be quite a crew. So this program that she started, can you describe a little bit what that looked like? I mean, I know
it, I can. Great. Yeah. It starts with a very specific dosing, and then each week you cut it in half, and the main part is a nano silver called Silver Shield. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but it actually has a government patent on it because it proved that it killed like MRSA and malaria, anthrax. I don't think there's a pathogen it hasn't killed, at least at that point that I've been reading. Dr. Gordon Pedersen is the scientist that developed it. You can look up the information online. He goes into a lot of detail about what it works, how it works. But anyway, I took very high doses of it, like the first week, and then each week cut it in half. And I think that first week is very critical, just hitting the Lyme really, really, really hard. And then as it kind of goes into hiding and it comes back out again, you're hitting it again each week.
And this was done through oral or IV, or how did you administer?
It was oral. Yes, okay. It was a liquid silver. Great. And then there were three other products that went along with it. Something called Tygo. I think it's also called Zambrosa. It's a very powerful antioxidant. Gets your mitochondria fighting. VSC, which I heard another one of your podcasts, that was something that was helping someone else. It really hits the viral element of the Lyme. And then immune stimulator, again, getting the body fighting. And those three things, just a dramatic, such a dramatic change, actually, that I started dragging people to this doctor. I mean, literally, so many, I just, anybody that I knew with a serious health problem, I'd take them to her. And, you know, natural health is a little bit of a foreign language. So I would ask them if I could go with them because I wanted to take notes for them because I thought they're not going to understand. I've been with her so long. I know what she's talking about, but they're not going to understand. So I would take these notes. Well, then I started bringing my computer and typing up all these notes. And then I'd send them a copy. But over the years, I would type up. I took hundreds of people to her.
Oh, really?
I did. And so I had all this information and she kind of took me under her wing and she taught me iridology. And then I went for training and got certified as a natural health professional. And
how cool.
So I'm now able to help other people, not just with Lyme, but with lots of other things. But I'm most excited about the dozens of people that were just as sick as I was. And I put them on this protocol and they had such dramatic turnarounds. There was one guy, he was probably about 40. He couldn't walk into my office. He had to lean on his wife. His vertigo was so bad. He could no longer work. He could no longer drive. I just did this with him. He came back a month later, driving, smiling, waltzing into the office saying, this is my first day of work. And that's the last time I had to see him. Oh, wow. There was another young woman, probably in her early 30s, who had just, she had been suffering for, I think, somewhere from 5 to 8 years with Lyme, had just finally ended up at Mayo Clinic, and they told her she was nuts. So she came to me next, did this, same turnaround. You know, it's just really been amazing. And
how cool.
You know, my doctors were so amazed with the turnaround, they started keeping my business card and giving it to their Lyme clients that they couldn't help. They were just really, they were good people, and they just want to see people get well. And that's encouraging, because you hear so much negative about the doctors. But they were limited, you know, they legally could only do so much, and I understood that. But they supported me, you know, through it. And I will say, we recently moved back to the house that we lived in when I first got Lyme. It's a house out in the country, and I was out gardening about a year ago and got this severe leg pain, like I had injured it, but I hadn't injured it. And each day that leg pain got worse and worse and worse. And I ended up being like chair bound for about a month. And I was sitting there going, you know, I feel really sick too. And it finally occurred to me, I probably had gotten bitten again. It just presented very differently. And so I wasn't thinking that whole time what I was dealing with. And I immediately started the protocol, and the next day, like 80% better. So now that one, I'm thinking it might have had some pretty powerful co-infections with it that time, because I noticed as I would stop that protocol, it would begin to come back again. And I'd start it up again. I had to do that a number of times until it just kind of finally stayed at bay. But, yeah. You know, I just want to encourage people never to give up, you know, because there are answers out there, you know, and we beat ourselves up. I wish I had done this sooner or that sooner. And, you know, just encourage people to every day eat better, you know, do a little bit of something toward getting better and believe you're going to get better. I'm so thankful. I mean, just, I can't fathom if things had continued the way they were, what my life would look like, my children's lives. You know, there really wouldn't be much to it, you know, if it went on in that same
and that
direction.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that we're not just talking about one person's life. I mean, we're talking about all the circles around that individual, you know, like in you, I mean, with you, you have,
yes,
11 children. You got 23, you know, three to come, you know, so 20, soon to be 26 grandchildren, and then more to come, and then probably going to be up in the, you know, I don't know, 60 great-grandchildren, 67, I don't know, but it's going to be a crew, and all of them are going to be, I mean, they're going to be impacted by being around you, and the experience and the relationship, you know, how that shifts, how differently that is, you know, now when you're healthy, vibrant, and can be there supporting, serving, and then sharing, you know, their lives versus you, you know, they having a picture of you just being in pain, not being able to communicate, and also just withdrawn, you know, not being engaged. I mean, what a difference for all of those people's lives.
Absolutely. And it's incredible. And, I've been listening to a number of your podcasts, and just so many people, this has spurred them on to turning around and helping others. And it's just exciting to see, you know, so much good come out of so much pain.
Yeah. Exactly. And you can see, when you have been in that spot and you just don't want anyone else to have to go through what you're going through, and when you,
yes,
found the solution, you just don't, you want to tell everybody how to get out of there. So, I mean, so now you've just helped your own life, but then these 12 other individuals, and then, you know, many, many, many more to come, you know, that are in the spot that you're in, or the in spot that you were.
Yes. And it's been a blessing the last 10 years. What I've learned about natural health has kept us almost completely out of the doctor's office. You know,
yeah.
We just, you know, self-treat most of the time. We still go to our doctors occasionally for things, but, you know, especially in the world we're living in now with the pandemic and so many other things, it's so important to know how to stay healthy and help those that you love around you to stay healthy.
Yeah, and just simple solutions like, you know, silver. it's yes. So
yes.
It's amazing how powerful that is, and by having these tools that empowers you as an individual, so you don't have to be wrapped up in all this fear that is promoted, you know, all around social media and all media outlets, you know, because you feel empowered by the tools that you have.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a huge blessing. It's a huge part of my life now. You know, I it's not that my business is big. I purposely keep it small because I spend so much time with my grandchildren and doing things. But I want to be able to be there for my clients and, you know, see them get the happy life that I ended up being able to get, you know, after so many years of pain.
And if people want to connect with you and ask you questions, you know, where would they go?
Probably my email, debcarp@gmail.com. And I can give them more specifics on, you know, how to dose, you know, properly. I think it's important to dose it exactly as we did, because I think if you just take it in smaller amounts, it's not going to do what it did for us.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And any kind of tips that you would have that we haven't discussed that you feel that you would like people that are going through the struggle that you went through, you know, that they should know about?
I think I wish I had been more verbal. You know, of course, to be verbal, I had to have thoughts to make that happen, and I didn't have that ability. But, you know, reaching out for help and being honest, not to be afraid to show that you're needy, and but just really stay positive. You know, I have a deep trust in the Lord, and God is what got me through it. But stay positive and keep continuing to look for answers and do positive things every day. Move, even if it's just a little bit, you know, drink, walk, get out in the sunlight. And don't beat yourself up for what you haven't done, what you wish you'd done, you know, all that past negative stuff. One person I highly recommend people look up. Have you heard of Dr. Caroline Leaf? Leaf, L-E-A-F, like leaf on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
She's
yes.
A neuroscientist, and she helped me to see that I could regain much of my brain loss after the car accident. And she has wonderful YouTube videos, just phenomenal. On because when I the time that I had the car accident, the rule of thumb was what you don't regain in 2 years, you won't regain, and that's not true. You know, she just is such a wonderful teacher on neuroplasticity and what can be rebuilt in your brain. So I highly recommend it. And she has another program for people with Lyme. I highly recommend this. It's called 21-Day Brain Detox. You get very negative thoughts when you're sick, and she teaches you how to get rid of those negative thoughts. And it's absolutely life-changing. I could tell you this, a really long story of how it changed my daughter's life completely around. Because you get very toxic thoughts, and she teaches you all about that. It's just amazing, amazing science, you know, and she's really a great instructor.
I love that.
How to yeah, I love get that. Better.
Yeah, because that's what's so crucial when you have people in the situation you're in is to know what good resources are. And to really,
oh yes,
so to really kind of have these vetted resources that other people have reached out to and have gotten good results, and the brain, I one of my radio shows, I interviewed a gal. Her name was I can't remember. She authored a book as well. Anyat Baniel is called the Baniel method, and she actually had somebody that had lost a huge portion of their brain. I don't know if it was a IED or I can't remember, but the portion of the brain related to their ability to move around. And through her program, you know, and it was a movement type of program, he was able to regain all his function. So
wow.
Which means that, you know, we can't be limited thinking just because we had injury in a certain part of the brain that relate to such and such area. We don't have to be limited by that. You know, we can go beyond that. And that's why, you know, these type of therapies that what Caroline Leaf, you know, what she's doing, or, you know, not Baniel or other people are doing, that, you know, kind of allows us to understand that we're not limited by just these kind of physical connections. We can go beyond that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I feel, and when I see clients, I really networking and getting them information of where they can go and who can help them, whether it's a chiropractor or whatever, you know, sometimes that's more important, you know, than anything, is just getting them the help they need. And word of mouth is wonderful. When you hear somebody that's something that's working for someone, you know, go pick their brain and find out everything they know and just build on it.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Debbie, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show, and thank you so much for sharing, and thank you so much for giving people hope that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that there is a program out there that not only helped you, but helped a large number of people. So I thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. It was my pleasure.
Thank you. Have a wonderful rest of the evening.
Information this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com, and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld.